He was genuinely interested in what I do. He was fascinated by the machine. He asked a lot of questions, and I was glad I was able to answer them for him.
Tim Bazzoni is a letterpress operator and one of the workers Governor Deval Patrick spoke with at the Crane & Company stationery site in North Adams.
You people have cost me a great deal of money over the years. In the tour we just had, one gentleman said, if it's worth putting on paper, you put it on Crane. And I love that line. I don't know if that's something you all say, but if you don't, you should.
North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright called Crane & Company a cornerstone of the city.
And you have grown from 120 jobs several years ago, at-risk jobs, to 290 or so, and added a second shift, something this city hasn't seen in probably three decades.
Celebrating National Manufacturing Day, the governor announced a pilot program involving a collaboration of 8 community colleges and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Supported by a $250,000 federal grant, it will create teaching modules and resources for manufacturing education.
Our growth strategy, which is based on 3 things, on education, on innovation, and on infrastructure. Education, because it's our calling card around the world. A well-prepared workforce is central to who we are. It's our natural resource. Innovation, because there are a handful of industries that depend on that kind of concentration of brain power, and infrastructure, the unglamorous work of governing, roads, rails, bridges, broadband expansion, which is so important in this part of the Commonwealth.
Patrick continues his push for advancements in the state's manufacturing by providing more than $18 million for the Mass Development's Advanced Manufacturing Futures Program in the 2014 fiscal budget, which he signed in July. The governor also announced a second round of grants for the Amp It Up program, totaling $100,000. This past year's funding went to 10 nonprofits, including Berkshire Community College. Earlier this week, the college unveiled 3 state-of-the-art manufacturing machines through a partnership with Taconic High School in Pittsfield, which was partially funded by the program. The governor also addressed the federal government shutdown.
It's embarrassing. The Tea Party Republicans are playing a big game with the lives of some little people, frankly. And I think that's got to end. No state can get the federal government to function. The Congress has to get the federal government to function. And in particular, the majority of members, Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate, who believe that the federal government should function, need to stand up to that small number of Tea Party bullies.
Democratic State Senator Benjamin Downing represents the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden district. He says the shutdown is leaving people confused and concerned about federal money they rely on.
Right now, it is confusion. I think the longer the shutdown goes on, we start to see real tangible impacts on people's lives. Not that we aren't seeing them already, but I just think they grow.
The governor also held a cabinet meeting at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. This marks the second time this summer Patrick has held a cabinet meeting in the Berkshires, which he typically only does once during the season. In August, he hosted his cabinet at his Sweet Pea Farm in Richmond. The governor wrapped up the day by celebrating the ribbon cutting of MCLA's recently completed $30 million Center for Science and Innovation. Funding for the center came from Patrick's 2008 Higher Education Bond Bill. The governor continues his focus on life sciences, as $19.5 million of the $33.6 billion budget for fiscal 2014 has been designated for investments in the area. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.